Good morning to everyone. Well, touch somebody and say, you look really nice. Good to see you this morning. Why special Sunday this morning? Because this morning represents the glory at the triumph of the Lord Jesus. They come into Jerusalem, and Jesus walking to Jerusalem for the first time in his life as represented the kingdom of the people. And so you know the story very well, that he arrived in Jerusalem, arrived on the donkey. So the Bible telling us that in that case, the donkey was representing the king of Israel. That's what it was. Amen. So we're talking about this morning Easter, a Palm Sunday. There is a symbolical. It's a branch. The palm tree was cut off to honor Jesus, to walk it on the path of the street, and to walking him in Jerusalem to be the king of the people. Unfortunately, Jesus was there to represent God's glory. Amen. That's what he was there for. To represent God's glory. We see on this message that Jesus was the owner with the great knowledge, was only respecting him that come. But not everyone in Jerusalem was honoring him. Not everyone was singing a song, Hosanna, they come, you know, to the glory of his father, to bless the city. But there was a people with the difficult heart, because they wanted to kill him. So Palm Sunday is happening the next day that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. If you notice that, you look it on the Bible, in John chapter 12 and verse 11 and verse 12, they're telling us that it was the next day, and a lot of people was coming to Jerusalem, not only to see Jesus, but even to see Lazarus rise from the dead. And 1 week later, Jesus was rising from the dead, and they represented the life in our life. Amen. Father, we pray this morning that your presence will touch in every heart that standing before you, Lord. We here unite in this place, Lord, to honor you and to worship you with all our heart. We pray, Lord, that we remember all of this suffering that you've done for us. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you come and walk in us into your presence. This morning we pray that everyone in us, we look into you only and nothing else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Gospel, John chapter 12, verse 13, we see the branch of a palm tree that will fall, that bring it to meet Jesus and crying out, O Son, blessed are the King of Israel, they come in the name of the Lord. Amen. They come on the name of the Lord. So I wanted to share with you this special sermon this morning about to talk about Palm Sunday. Because the reality is there is not the palm that we see, the branch. The reality is that God's presence should be living on your heart. Should be living on your heart. Jesus come in Jerusalem. But when he come to Jerusalem, we notice a very strange thing, that Jesus look in Jerusalem, but he cried. The Bible said, weeping. He was crying. And I said to myself, why Jesus cried? They honor him. They making a big festival. There was a triumphal he come. They lined down the palm to honor him, to bless him. But he turned around look at the city, look at the people, and cry for the people. Why Jesus was crying? Let me tell you why Jesus was crying. In Luke 19:41, they're telling us in the New Good News Bible, they're telling us, he was approaching Jerusalem, saw the city, he weeping over, and said, if you only know the day I visit you. So looking at the city, and Jesus looking at the people, I said, if you only know what who visited you today, now the atmosphere, the blessing, the whole population, or the whole people, they come to see Jesus, they come to see the great miracle, but Jesus see beyond the imagination or the physical looking. Jesus see beyond what will be happening to the city of Jerusalem. You know, sometimes we are similar situation. We see the blessing that we worship the Lord. We see the music. We see the whole thing. But beyond that, we don't see a spiritual life, the condition that we live in, the problem that we have, the situation. But Jesus, I can see. Sometimes we are like an example. Let me give you an example. Because if I give you an example, you might be understand a little bit better. One Sunday morning, it was a Palm Sunday morning. A little boy was sick, couldn't go to the church. The mama stayed home. The father went to the church. On the end of the church, on the end of the service, the father took in a smaller branch of palm that I mean that the church giving to him, you know, as a symbol. I grown up on a village in Italy that we have no palm tree there. The people was using olive tree. So I don't know why they do that. But anyway, it was symbolic that it was a palm Sunday, but we have no palm that we have on our olive tree. That's where it was. But the father come home with a smaller branch of palm on their hands. So the little boy saw his father come home and said, Daddy, what's that? And the father wanted to explain to his son, what was that? So he said, you know, son, today is a palm Sunday. And, you know, we went to church and they explained to him what Palm Sunday is all about. The little boy looked at his father and said, oh, Daddy, only one Sunday I'm missing and Jesus turned up. Sometimes we are similar. Sometimes we are similar. Only one Sunday I'm missing and Jesus turned up. So what is a Palm Sunday? Palm Sunday is a Sunday before Easter. So next week is Easter. Easter represents life. Easter represents the resurrection. Easter represents in our life that Jesus is living. Jesus not dead. Jesus alive. I remember many years ago I was traveling on an aeroplane. I was going to Italy. And there was this man sitting next to me, and they said to me, what religion you belong to? Because I saw my Bible was reading. And I wanted to tell him something a little bit confusing him. And I said, I belong to an empty tomb. And he looked at me, he said, what's that? And I explained to him that Jesus is alive. Amen. And they took me an opportunity to explain to him for the rest of my trip to get to Italy about Jesus' life. And I told him that my Jesus no longer was dead, but he's alive because it was an empty tomb. So he, unfortunately, he was one of these Hindus, Buddhist was. And he was telling me all of these things that I believe. If I wasn't having an opportunity to give it to him about Jesus is alive. That when you die, if you believe in Jesus, you leave an empty tomb. That's what I was telling him. Because he was telling me that when he will be die, he become a dog or become a cat or whatever. So we have all night to talk about. So, because sometimes when I fly, I sleep. So this was an opportunity for me to explain the whole message of the resurrection. On next Sunday, Easter represents life, a resurrection for all of us. That our Lord Jesus not only died, but he lived and lived forever. Amen. So the people saw that Jesus cried. But unfortunately, why is cry? And sometimes we are on the environment of the church, on the music and everything, and we feel it happen, everything, but we don't know what's happening tomorrow. That's why Jesus was crying for the seat of Jerusalem, because he said, if you only know what's going on to this city, if you only know. Sometimes we don't know. Palm Sunday reminds us the resurrection of Jesus. Unfortunately, you can only see this illustration of this particular word from the Lord, that the Palm Sunday is only explained in the Gospel of John. No other gospel talk about palm branch. The branch was a symbolic of triumphal victory. Amen. Triumphal victory. You and I, we have a triumphal victory. Amen. You and I, we have a triumphal victory. Not because of the branch of the tree, but because we connect to the tree that died on the cross and give us the life. Amen. That's why we connect into. What it mean? For example, the people was worship the Lord, was sing a nice song. There was, you know, Hosanna. There was this symbolic was the adoration to God, symbolic of the King. Why there was a put a branch in the front of Jesus when he was walking, coming with the donkey, the line there, the branch for him to walk? Because there was a symbolic of the King. And, you know, there was honor. When you honor the King, you know, what are you doing? You bound yourself and you honor the King. You know, you probably see when you, people go before the Queen Elizabeth, they bound themselves. But here is what's symbolic of honor God, honor Jesus. Why that's happened? I'm telling you why that happened. Because there was a reading. There was a reading by the prophet Isaiah. It was written in chapter 9. Rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Rejoice, O daughter of Jerusalem. So the King is come, riding over Jerusalem in a donkey, riding on a donkey, come to give the city salvation. That's what it's all about. And that's what the people was expecting, to anoint Jesus as a king of the city, of the district. But Jesus cried for the city. Cried for the city. In John 12, 13, palm tree went forth and met him. Cry, O son, blessed the King of Israel, they come into the name of the Lord. I wish that this morning you come to meet Jesus into your life. What do we see in our life? If we see Palm Sunday, or we see the triumphal of Jesus in our life, we needed to see Jesus, because he see what is going on into your life. I only see your beautiful face, your nice dress. But Jesus see beyond that. Jesus see into your future. Jesus see what you've gone through your future, what you've gone through to your life. And that's why this morning I want you to see Jesus. Because if you see Jesus into your life, every stumble block that come in the way, they will be removed. Remember when Jesus cried and they said, if you know who visited you today, because of this city, it will not remain any building, any rock or any road or anything. You will be destroyed by the enemy and you have no power to talk. They will take you and your children away. Jesus will see, and the Bible telling us that he saw what will be happening in the future. And sometimes we don't know. Everything is looking good. Everything is looking good today. But if you will let Jesus to see into your heart, He can take in place into your heart, and Jesus, they can triumph for you for a blessing to the future. Jesus saw beyond the what the people see. The history of Christian, a Christian book, he said, 70 years later, that day of the Palm Sunday, the Romans people destroyed everything in Jerusalem. Not the Bible, but the Christian book history said that the temple of Jerusalem was completely destroyed. That not even one rock was left behind. You know, the temple of Jerusalem was built at the top of gold, but a lot of value in that time. Most of this valuable thing, they still are valuable today on the Vatican in Rome, because they was taken away from Jerusalem. The Romans people, the powerful people, they took it away. They left nothing. Jerusalem was completely destroyed. 70 years later, the people, they couldn't see that, but Jesus see that. That's why he cried. So we needed to see Jesus this morning. Amen. We needed to see not only today, but we needed to see our future. Pastor Tony, where is my future? Your future will be blessed in the name of the Lord. And the King who come for your life, if you let him to control your heart, to take care of your life, to take care of your family, to take care of your business, to take care of your study, to take care of whatever you're working, you're doing, let him to be the King of your life. So simple that means that if Jesus is in control of your life, you have a victory. My question is, why Jesus cry? Jesus cry for you and me. That's what he does. Jesus saw beyond the appearance. You may be coming to this church and you say, oh, you know, Pastor, you're looking good. You know, this thing is good, the worship is good. You only see the appearance. But Jesus see the future. Amen. So my advice is that we let Jesus to take a control of our life. Amen. Because when the problems come, Jesus is being in control of your life. Amen. Jesus is in control of your life. He saw beyond the appearance, and what did he see? He making him weeping cry. When he saw what's going to happen to the community, to the city, to the church, he started to cry. He see the spiritual condition of the city and the people. Let me say this once again. He saw the spiritual condition. The spiritual condition of the people. That's why Jesus cried. You know, he can see what you're doing in secret. When you think nobody knows, when you think nobody see you, when you think you know nobody care, he'll see that spiritual condition. So that's why Jesus cried. Because the people do not understand what was going to happen, or the significance of the day. But he understand because he see what was going on. He see the rejection of Jesus. Not everybody there was walking in. He saw that. He saw that poor situation. He saw that terrible situation. Let me tell you something. When you started to worship the Lord, the enemy is there to attack you, to try to block you, to doing anything possible to dismiss you for the presence of God, to make you sick, to make you busy, to make anything to stay away from God's presence. That's what happened. Jesus see all of that. In verse 42, if your eyes is open and you only know what I know, Jesus would say. He know your future. He knows your potential. He knows how much you can do for God. You know, people sometimes say, oh, you're not good for nothing. Let me tell you something. They can say whatever they want, but Jesus sees your potential. Because in God, you have a potential. Don't put yourself in there because He can see your potential. That's why Jesus was crying. You have a potential. You can be the best seat on the wall. You can be the presence of God. This city that can be great power. But the people don't see the potential they have. I believe that if we see today, and we let Jesus to taking care of us or for me, He will make everything triumphal, go beyond that. What we see, let's put a question before this. What we see today, Jesus see beyond the appearance of the things. He looking further. God looking inside your heart. You hear me sometimes say, oh, you're looking very nice. How are you? I can only see external. But God can see inside. He knows what I don't know. He knows you. He can look inside your life. He can see beyond. He can see this church. He knows what's going on to this church. He knows what will happen in the future. He knows all these things. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, he said that Jesus knows the church. He knows. He sees the church. I want Jesus to see this church and to purify it and to wash it with His blood and to remove every stumble block that exists into the life of people. And to remove any kind of jealousy that the people get from different kind of things, that Jesus can remove and make His church to be glorified for His name. He can walk in with joy, and one day we can go to Him and He will say, well done, my faithful servants. That's what we want to see. Can you see? With your normal eyes, you cannot see. But if you let Jesus to live it into your heart, if you remove your mask or your clothes that you have and open your heart and say, Jesus, come to my heart and clean my heart. Let me walk in. I honor you day by day. He will do that. He will do that. I want you to know today, my dear friend, only see beyond whatever we see. He can see. Unfortunately, He's the only one that can do it. So nobody else. In verse 42, this day that was bring peace into Jerusalem. Let me tell you clear. Jesus walking to Jerusalem, shine everybody. For the first time, the Bible never telling us that Jesus was walking to sit in a donkey. This was the first time that He seated on a donkey and walking to Jerusalem and tell Jerusalem, I want to give you peace. I want to bless the city. I want to tell you, I am the king of your life. Jesus' desire to give you peace into your life. I have people that come to me, Pastor, and say, I have a problem with my wife. I have a problem with my husband. Let me tell you something. If you put Jesus into your house, into your marriage, into your family, you will have a peace into your life. Because He's the Prince of Peace. The King of Life. He's the only one. And I believe that Jesus can look into you on life and they cry. He cry because you don't let Him to be the king of your life. You don't let Him to be the king of your life. Because He see your spiritual condition. He care about you. In verse 41, it said he cared about the airplane, a difficult thing. So he wept, he cried, in other words, he cried for the city. He cried. Why Jesus cried? Jesus cried because he see the difficult thing in the life. Why sometimes we cry? When we lose some loved one, or when we have some problem, we cry. Because we see with their own eyes what happened. But Jesus was a cry for something that was happening 70 years later. That's why it was a cry. What we see tonight, this morning, we should see our life in the hands of the Lord Jesus. We should see beyond the preaching, beyond the worship. We should see the potential that we have in Jesus' hands, and He's powerful. If you only know, Jesus said, if you only know what I see, what Jesus was seeing in Jerusalem, it was a sea that the blessed was taken away from them. And said the city to look into him, they was looking to kill him. If you're reading the gospel on Luke, you see that it was the enemy tried to kill Jesus in that day. The Pharisee, they said to the higher priest in that moment, he said, look at the whole world falling here. How can we kill him? They want to not just to kill Jesus, but even want to kill the miracle that was done before. Let me tell you something. The enemy want to kill your life. The enemy want to take your wife from the presence of God. The enemy want to be sick. The enemy want to be poor. The enemy want to destroy you. But let me tell you something. You have a potential to rebuke that and to let Jesus know that you invite him into your life and that he'll take care of you. I want you to know today that Jesus knows your full potential. You have a potential in Jesus' name. You have a potential. You have a potential to be blessed. You have a potential to be wealthy. You have a potential to be well and not sick. You have a potential to do ministry. You have a potential to lift him up. You have a potential to become a powerful person. You have a potential because Jesus knows you. He knows you and that he cares for you. God doesn't know. He knows your future. He knows your presence. And we should say amen. He knows you. He sees beyond the imagination or beyond whatever we see. He cares about you. He cares about your life. He knows your full potential. He knows the situation you've gone through. You know the pain you have. You know the problem you have. He knows everything that we don't know. Jesus desired to give you peace into your life. That's the way he desired. Jesus came to his disciple and spoke the word in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace, Jesus said, I give you not the way the world give you peace, but the peace I will give to you, it is peace of life. Let be your heart and not be troubled. Jesus wants us to have a peace into our life. Only needed to try to give in Jesus the opportunity to take care of you. He sees you beyond the parents. He cares about your pain. He knows your full potential. He loves you. And he wants you to have a peace in your life. He sees you. He sees you. He sees me. you see the potential we have. We wanted to praise Him this morning. We wanted to say, Lord, here I am. Bless me, Jesus. Touch my heart. Can we stand before the presence of the Lord?